Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Thursday, March 26th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple is said to be considering a delay to its planned launch schedule for the iPhone 12. The 5G iPhone series was apparently meant to ship in September, but the current global climate has led Apple to discuss if it should delay the phone by a few months. In addition to the obvious supply constraints, Apple is reportedly worried that customer demand for a new flagship phone will be weak as the coronavirus has affected both consumer confidence and spending. Current rumors anticipate a four-device lineup for the iPhone 12 series. It's believed that Apple is preparing a new 5.4-inch iPhone, two 6.1-inch models, and a new 6.7-inch model. All of these iPhones would feature OLED displays and would support 5G cellular networking. The two high-end models would feature the triple camera system and a LiDAR sensor, similar to what was just introduced in the iPad Pro. But this week's supply chain report says that a combination of supply chain challenges and weaknesses in consumer demand might lead Apple to push that launch back by, quote, months. According to the report, Apple engineering work on prototypes has also been delayed due to coronavirus-related travel restrictions, as the company has been unable to send staff to China to collaborate with factory partners. While most iPhones have launched in September, a couple models in recent years have debuted later. The iPhone X shipped in early November in 2017, and the iPhone XR arrived in the last week of October in 2018. In both instances, however, Apple also debuted other iPhones in the usual September timeframe. Because Apple is anticipated to release four new iPhones this year, one possibility is a staggered launch. So we might get two new iPhones in September, and then two more new iPhones in late 2020 or even early 2021. Previous reporting had suggested that Apple was on track to release the new iPhone 12 lineup in the fall as usual, but that technically means it has until December 21st to stick to that timeline. This week's report says Apple hopes to make a final decision by May. In other news, over the weekend, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said that Apple had donated over 6 million N95 masks to health professionals in the United States during the COVID-19 pandemic. And then, in a press conference on Tuesday, Pence upped that number to 9 million, and now Tim Cook has taken to Twitter to offer more details. In a video posted to Twitter yesterday afternoon, Cook said that Apple so far has sourced, procured, and donated 10 million masks to the medical community in the United States. The video also offers more clarity on where these are coming from. While Vice President Pence said that these were already in possession by Apple, what's actually happening is that Apple is relying on its expertise in supply chain management to source these products for healthcare professionals. Here's what Tim Cook had to say in the video.
Hi, it's Tim. I'm working from home like I know many of you are doing, and I just wanted to take a moment to encourage you to do what the experts are suggesting that we all do. To stay at home whenever possible, and when not possible, make sure you're placing 6 feet of distance between you and anyone else out there. I'm also very pleased to tell you this morning that Apple has sourced, procured, and is donating 10 million masks to the medical community in the United States. These people deserve our debt of gratitude for all of the work that they're doing on the front lines. I also want to take a moment this morning to recognize the people that we're all counting on to work, from the warehouse workers to the delivery people, to the people that are stocking the shelves in our local supermarkets and pharmacies. These people also deserve our debt of gratitude. It's in these toughest times that we show our greatest strength, and I know that we'll rise to the occasion. Thank you, and stay safe and healthy out there.
And it's also worth noting that Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said yesterday that he has spoken directly with Tim Cook and that Apple is donating 100,000 N95 masks to the state. It's unclear how the other masks are being distributed across the country, but Louisiana has been one of the hardest hit states so far by COVID-19. In other news, T-Mobile has updated its iOS app and website this week to add support for Apple Pay. This means that you can now make purchases and pay your bill using Apple Pay and secure 3% Apple Card cash back in the process. Apple Pay can be used for one-time payments in the T-Mobile app and website, but there's also support for using Apple Pay as your auto bill payment method every month. This means that you can set up Apple Pay and have it used as your primary payment method every time your payment automatically drafts. T-Mobile was announced as a 3% daily cash retailer for Apple Card back in September, but back then it was limited to in-store purchases made with Apple Pay only. So this meant you could go to a T-Mobile store and use your Apple Card for things like hardware purchases and one-time bill payments, but you couldn't use the Apple Card in the T-Mobile app. But thanks to this recent update to both the T-Mobile app and website, all Apple Card transactions at the carrier now earn 3% daily cash. Last but not least today, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals of the day.
Today's best deals over at 9to5 Toys include fresh discounts on Apple's new MacBook Air and iPad Pro. You can save $49 on either of Apple's latest releases, with Apple's 13-inch MacBook Air dropping to $950 and iPad Pro deals available from $750. These are just the second discounts we've seen to date and new Amazon all-time lows, of course. You can also save $50 on iPad Mini 5, which starts at $350, in a limited time sale at Amazon and Best Buy. Of course, you'll find all of the top deals over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite deals or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com and follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. We will be off tomorrow, but we'll be back on Monday with a full week of Apple News.